Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Ruby Frank, the prominent YouTube personality for a while there on 8 Passengers, almost 2.5 million subscribers at one point in time, presented herself kind of as a tough love mom. Some of the things that I saw a lot of people getting upset about prior to us having a child show up at the neighbors with ankles bound in duct tape and emaciated, prior to that, didn't shock me all that much, quite honestly, they forgot their lunch. We're just not going to bring it. It'll be a lesson. They'll learn and they'll remember next time. I think my mom did that once. And you know what? I remembered my lunch after that. So she didn't parent with kid gloves. That's certainly easy to say. But from watching it, I think a lot of us adults who didn't have parents like that or had parents that didn't parent with kid gloves, we're like, yeah, it's just a style of parenting, as long as they're not being abused. But now we see this. There was much more going on behind the curtains. I'm kind of shocked with the amount of attention that someone like this has on them all the time, that there would be something like that going on behind the curtains, since people are going to be watching you. What are your thoughts on how this person evolved from being this mommy blogger that people loved to your kid's duct taped and escaping from you, and your older daughter is rejoicing that you're finally arrested?
Well, I truly believe that she was a wolf in sheep's clothing from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't think this was an evolution of harm and abuse. I think it was always there. I think she did a good job sort of masquerading as somebody who was, you know, tough parenting, but in fact, it was abusive and neglectful parenting. And I mean, somebody like that, this is my opinion, is a true sadist because they typically are sadistic toward strangers. This is somebody who's sadistic toward her own children. And that takes a real special, horrible, natured sadist to do that. I just can't just imagine, Tony, and I know what you mean. I came from the same thing.
Yeah.
Wooden spoons. I got my mouth washed out with soap once for saying the word no. If I tell you, I fell in line. I was terrified of my mother. It's not my parenting style, completely the opposite. But I know what you mean. It was a tough parenting style that many of us grew up with.
Sure.
But this far surpassed that.
Yeah.
This was starvation. This was duct tape. This was a cruel and unusual punishment for a child. And then how about this, Tony? The blame that she tried to reflect on her own children.
Yeah.
It par for the course.
That was very bizarre to me, where she made a reference that one of her children had been sexually abusing others for quite some time. Not saying who, not saying really many details, but just throwing that out there, that the children were being abusive to one another. I don't know. I mean, could there be some legitimacy to that? I mean, I know she's trying to deflect at the same point, but if this is the mother that raised you, you know, unfortunately for those kids, their odds of having some rather destructive behaviors going on goes up significantly when you have someone like that. So I almost do wonder if some of those claims are in fact true, just because that's the nest that they came out of or that they were living in.
Well, you know, she also accused, I believe, her 3-year-old of watching pornography.
Okay, that part so I didn't see.
Where'd the pornography come from? You know, the coloring books? No.
Yeah, sure.
So it's clear to me that there was a lot going on in that household. And could it have manifested in that's what they're seeing, so that's what they're doing?
Sure.
Was that promoted in some way? You know, last summer, I was hired to help with some interviews conducted on some individuals, let's just say in Utah, that were accused of being really a small society of, you know, incest and Let me just say, Tony, I've never seen so many cleft palates. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many club feet. And I've never interviewed so many people that literally were cousins.
Oh, my God.
I'm married to my first cousin. I'm married to my second cousin. I'm married to my third cousin. There was no one that was not married to a relative
mm-hmm.
that I interviewed. So what I guess my point is that there are some cultural considerations, I think.
Uh-huh.
And what is still goes on in some communities that would just make some people their jaws drop thinking that I think that's something in the past when it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of that might have played into what we're going to see and discover that went on behind those closed doors.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.